Cam, was 17 carries just a matter of circumstance last week?
I believe it was. You know, whatever is asked of me, you know, to win a football game, obviously we didn't win it. But I'm willing to do anything to win a football game. So, you know, it was just the flow of the game and how the game was just going about. And that's how we came up with 17 carries.
What's a week like after a tie?
Yeah.
What's it been like? Just an odd feeling?
Well, I mean, you know, we're just trying to collect our things as far as, you know, what went wrong or why we didn't, you know, make enough plays to win a football game. You know, you hear odd feeling, you know, you don't know how to act. So you hear those cliche things, but the truth of the matter is we had our opportunity to win the football game, but we didn't capitalize on enough of it.
You know, back to you running the ball. Just how much better does it make the offense when you're running the ball? Just considering what a threat you are to do that.
Well, it's just it comes down to execution. I think the offense as a whole has flashes of us executing the game plan at its peak. But you know, we're going to need more games. We're going to need to sustain more drives in order for us to, you know, call ourselves a good team, and that's what good teams do.
Talk about Kelvin Benjamin a little bit.
Benji, he's everything he's done everything we've asked for him and more. He's a young kid, but you know his role on this team is by far not young. You know, he's taking the approach as a veteran, and he's playing like it each and every week.
You know, I guess sticking on that, just how good can he be once he figures out all the nuances and everything, and he's just not getting by on being a really big, talented guy.
Well, it just comes down to coaching and how much he's willing to, you know, accept it. He comes out each and every day with a sound mind to get better. And, you know, that's what I respect about him.
How's your rapport with your receiving group? Obviously, it's a totally different group than you had last year.
Well, you know, we're already in game five or six, or week six. And, you know, last year, you know, that's last year, and you know, we're building a great rapport with the quarterback receiver relationship, and these guys are making the best impact as possible.
What have you seen from the Packer defense, Cam?
You know, they have a couple players that we have to, you know, be mindful of, and that's, you know, obviously Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, and just, you know, they have a solid secondary that takes advantage of inaccurate footballs. You know, they're very great when the ball is in the air and they're not looking to bat the ball down. Those guys are looking to intercept it. So we have to be mindful of that. Receivers and quarterbacks have to be on the same page. And when it comes down to execution and running the football or even passing it, we have to be on our P's and Q's.
Does that change when you look at Green Bay's injury report and both their starting corners are banged up right now?
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, Green Bay is a good enough team that those guys just reload us with talent. And no matter who's in there, we have to be ready for them because I'm a firm believer. They have great players, that's one thing, but I believe it's the scheme that makes those guys great.
You mentioned Matthews. What have you thought about how he's played this year? I know statistically his impact hasn't been as much as it usually has been.
Well, statistically, you know, that can be jaded to a degree. You know, when you watch him on film, he's still disrupting, you know, the run game as well as the passing game to get into the quarterback. So no matter if he gets the sack or a tackle, his presence is certainly felt.
What does Greg Olsen do for your offense?
He's one of our key contributors to this offense, and we're going to need him to keep playing at a high level that he is.
Is that a big deal for a quarterback to have such a big, athletic, imposing target to go to?
Yeah, honestly, I don't see why not. You know, it's a great weapon that we have in our arsenal as an offense. And whether it's Kelvin or you know, Greg, you know, those guys possess a form that, you know, makes my job a lot easier. You know, with having guys like Avontae and Jericho, those guys are great. And with route running and catching the ball as well. So we're going to continue to need to stay on the same page to pose stress for defenses, and I believe we will.
When you faced these guys a few years ago, you had a monster game, and everyone thought you'd be a breakout star, and you certainly have been. I guess just obviously a broad question here, but where do you think you've made your biggest strides in here in your fourth year?
Say it one more time.
Yeah, obviously, just generally speaking, kind of a broad question, but where do you think you've made your biggest strides in your career?
Well, you know, things that I always try to get better at is just being more consistent. You know, understanding the game plan and understanding what, you know, coach is asking for me each and every day. You know, for me, it's coming out each and every day, whether it's practice or they're in the film, and trying to become the best player I can possible to help this team win football games.
Does some of that show up in the interception count? You've only got two of them this year.
Yeah, but those two shouldn't even been. But that's just me understanding it, knowing what I can and can't do. One of those interceptions was a nasty interception last week, late in the game, and our defense tried to hold them up as best as possible. I can't put my defense in that type of position if I expect to, you know, win football games. One thing that, you know, great quarterbacks do when you look at Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, those guys, you know, that have done it for so long. You know, they do a great job with protecting the football. And that's one thing I have to be mindful of is, you know, just protecting it. And three, you know, throwing it away may be, you know, better than, you know, just trying to force the ball and just take what the defense gives.